sit here and get a cup of coffee. So, and I'm leaving the radio. I'm going to go in the kitchen, make some coffee, and I'll come right back.
Hi, Barry. When the other gentleman comes in, he'll be in about 20 minutes. Very nice guy. If I ask him to get me a cup of iced coffee, you know, a container of iced coffee, it doesn't bother me. He says, okay.
Well, that's because you're dealing with a normal person.
That's exactly right. Boy, yesterday, Vern is coming tonight. You know, I love Vern. He was a friend. We're good friends. And I bought him flowers. I bought him two bouquets. I'm not sure what one is. The other one is, I think, the chrysanthemums. I bought her a plant that she can hang. It's got a thing on it to hang it, so she can hang it on a patio.
Okay. It's a nice thing to do, Richie. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Into MB, Rockaway Beach. No, I don't have to wait for the beep. I don't talk that long.
Yeah, but you know, somebody else may want to come in. I'll see you later. And to you.
Okay, yeah, I'll leave people enough room to come in. Unless they're on Echo Link. Did they ever get Echo Link working last night, or you don't know?
Yes, they got it working in the afternoon. Oh, NY2A said it's a driver issue. They have a flaky driver, and he has to get an update. That's the problem.
Okay. That's a good thing as they know what's causing it. I bet it ain't working anymore. It never lasts more than a few hours. Okay, I'll be back. This is N2MB, Rockaway Beach.
Okay, Patty, see you later. N2MB, N2EO.
Suddenly you want to use it. I can't remember anything. I'm slowly wandering through it. Okay, I'm hearing a little static in the background. I hope that's not a serious thing. This is N2MB Radio, Rockaway Beach.
Oh, I was away from the rake.
Okay, so I had a whole little letter made up, and I hit the wrong button, and I lost the entire letter. I'll do it again. It's no big deal. I found the print feature anyway.
All right, that's good. What'd you do? Maybe you can get it back.
What are you talking about?
You said you hit a button, you lost it. Maybe somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know where. If I don't know where, I'm just going to do it again. That's all. It's no big deal. It's a short letter.
All right, whatever. Anyway, I had the cuckoo go off on the cuckoo clock. It cuckoos once on the half hour.
Okay, does it cuckoo tell you, Hellman, what hour it is? Like 7 o'clock, 7 cuckoos, or anything like that?
Yes, it certainly does.
Okay, and it's set for standard Eastern Standard Time. It's not a 24-hour clock or anything like that, because I know the Europeans like 24-hour clocks. They love them.
Oh, it's a regular clock, and the way you set it is just by taking your finger and moving the hands.
Oh, that's right. It's an old-fashioned clock. I forgot. It ain't digital.
Oh, heavens no. It's a beautiful clock. You have to see it.
It's a tchotchke, Richie, but whatever you like. Definitely more accurate.
All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, Verna brought back from England when she moved here. Not one, but two grandfather clocks. The value of $8,000 apiece.
Okay. All those things to me are, I don't know what, I don't know. You know, I'm not sentimental. I'm not, you know, none of that stuff. So I just don't understand what people find in it. I don't get it. It leaves me cold.
Well, I don't know why. It's all cherry wood, she said. It has a glass door in the front that opens up. And they're just nice. This one, the two clocks come about 1930.
Something like that. Okay. Enough of that, Richie. I got to get back to this computer again. I got to retype the letter. But at least I know where the button is that says print now. I found it.
What button?
Print button. It has a save and a save as and all that crap. But I didn't get to it fast enough. What can I tell you?
And what'd you do, push the wrong button?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Barry. I'll catch you in a while. And to Wimby, and to Leo.
Okay, that'll give me time to reprint the letter. Maybe it's still there. I don't know. I see a little bar there. I'm going to push on it and see if I can find the letter again. Okay, Richard. N2EO at 2MB. Difficulties there were. But anyway, I printed one letter. It's printed, so now it's safe. I don't even know how to save it. I think it might have already saved it under some weird name, but that's okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy it. I'll make about 5 copies of it for them. That I can do on the copy machine. It has nothing to do with the printer. So, you know, when you don't use something and you use it for the first time and you've never used it before, what a pain.
What have you ever used before? The printer?
Yeah, I had to make this letter, this form letter up for Howie Levine. You know, with Dancer Security on it and all that stuff. You know, like a letterhead. And I had none of that, so I had to sit there and make the whole thing, make a letterhead. Send it to the printer, you know, and it's all different stuff. Got to go from the computer to the printer. And I've never done any of this. This is the first time I ever did this. So, of course, it's swart with confusion. You know that.
All right. And the reason is it's a crazy action. I was on a bed then.
That's exciting. So, anyway... I had to do this twice, because the first time I did it in Microsoft. And Microsoft came up and said, give me money. I said, oh, screw this, you know?
All right, how much did that want?
I don't know what you just said. How much what?
How much money did they want?
I didn't even look. I just shut the computer off and brought up Linux. Who needs this? Linux doesn't want any money.
All right. I'm a big proponent of Microsoft 10. It works excellent.
That's what I have on the computer, Microsoft 10. It's on all of my computers. It's okay as long as you don't have to print anything. Okay, now I'm going to shut the computer off. What a pain. Sidney just wandered through the kitchen, but I want to ask her, who put Linux on the computer? When I shut this down last night, it had Microsoft on it.
All right. Ask her and come back.
So find her. I'll be right back. This is N2MB. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system.
Hi, Bobby. N2MB and to EO. Bobby, where'd you go? N2MB and to EO. Come back.
Richie, don't lose your temper. I was in the other room.
All right, you back?
No, this is your imagination. I'm not here.
Hi, Barry. Anyway, well, I was going to say something. I forgot what I was talking about.
It's been a long time, Richie.
Why you disappear and come back? And nobody else does that.
Richie, you're sitting there coughing your brains out. What am I supposed to do, wait you out?
Sidney, I'm not coughing. All right. Anyway, I hope you get your car back Thursday.
I sincerely hope the same thing. I'll probably get it back Thursday. Well, let's see, the other job turns out to be such a big job, he's going to need it for 3 more days. Who knows?
When he's fine with the brakes, I guess that's the other job.
The other job.
What did he find wrong?
I don't know. He didn't look at that yet. Doing the first problem, and then he got, I don't know, there's something wrong with it. Something broken, and we didn't fix it. It was dangerous. He didn't even want me to drive the car home.
All right. I hope he fixes it well. Otherwise, he'll get killed.
So that's the reason he didn't want me to drive it home. So he'll fix it right. And then I'll have a good car.
All right. I don't know if it'll ever be right. It's old.
See, everybody knows how to spend my money. I told you, I have a nice car in the driveway. I like the car. That's why I'm not switching.
All right, but my thing is that truck.
Hey, anything's possible.
I hope you don't kill somebody that's shit.
See, all these stories don't make the car any safer or any more dangerous. It's all conjecture. It's a good car. I must have put 100,000 miles on it. And they were very enjoyable miles, and I want to continue that.
All right, Barry. Have it your way. I know finally trade the car in every 2 years.
Verna's got more money than I do. You told me she's very rich, so she can do that.
She ain't rich, but she has some money. By the way, did I tell you? I haven't set a date yet, but she wants me to come to her wedding. And I need an ambulance. You know she's going to pay for an ambulance. It'll cost her money, because I know just to go to Highmark holiday party, they wait for me, because it's only a couple of hours. It's $135.
Wow. Okay. Well, much like you, Richie.
Yes, I'm sure she does. Because she says to me when they set a date, she's going to send me an invitation. Please accept.
Okay. Probably be a June wedding. Most of these people like weddings in June for some reason.
No, I think it's going to go further than that. It was a June wedding, so I would have already gotten an invitation. Oh, I know what I want to say. One of the clocks. Grandfather clock, I told you she has two of them. You know, it took them to show the Antique Roadshow. I'm sure you've seen that on TV. They made a chip in some of the wood. They fixed it, she said, you couldn't tell.
Okay, in other words, that's a big sentence with very few words. Okay. In other words, that clock was on the Antique Roadshow.
That is correct.
That's very cool.
Yes, you know, she told me last week all the furniture is antique. She has a roller desk. You know, a desk where you, those slotted woods, pieces of wood that you roll up and the desk is, get to the desk. All furniture was 1930 style Art Deco.
That's very cool. okay, so my opening joke is, hey, we got the same stuff.
Okay, Patty. I looked at the roller desk on eBay. Good price, only a couple of $100. Problem is, it's not big enough to hold my ham radio gear. I was hoping to put my gear in there. Not big enough.
Okay. The coffee is right here. I made coffee. Hold on a second. Okay. Failure to communicate around here.
What'd you say?
Failure to communicate.
Okay, what's she doing?
She's making her obnoxious, stupid husband a cup of coffee.
Okay, that's good. Bella's here. Her name is Bellin. Right, Ballin? Bellin. Nice guy. Cleaned the floor. Cleaned me up. Gave me a bed bath. He's really a hard worker. He's a wonderful person. In a little while, he's going to get me a container of iced coffee. I'll love that in the morning.
Okay, hold on a sec. I want to figure out how to shut this second computer off. I'll just be a minute and I'll be back. This is N2MB. But see, that went off so easy, it was scary.
Why, what did you just do?
Just shut the program down. But I thought it would say something like, do you want to save this or anything? It just went off. It was weird.
All right, I don't know. By the way, I bought a program for $39. Just saying. Called Advanced System Optimizer Pro. It's a very good program. Cleans everything up on my controls. Windows 10. I was only using the demo version. So it was supposed to send me a license key. It didn't come up with a license key. I know what I did wrong. They're going to contact me today. I had to send them an email. They got 24/7 support, but only email, and they don't have a phone number.
Okay, what kind of a program are we talking about?
I just said it cleans everything up on my controller. It cleans up cookies, all kinds of stuff. It's got a defragmenter for the hard drive, everything. It's supposed to get your Windows 10 working like new. It's called Advanced System Optimizer Pro. $39.
Okay. That's what I just turned off, my computer. It didn't cost me $39 either. It was free.
Standby, Valley Bellisaw Academy.
Roger.
Okay, Patty, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Sid is listening to you in the background. She's actually commenting on what you're saying. What a shock.
Kind of comment. It's a nice program, Valley.
Yep. It's also $39. That's actually $40 in my mind. That's $39.
That's correct. The software, that kind of software is cheap. They could have charged $100.
Yep. Okay. Okay, so when are they going to send it to you?
Well, the program is downloading. You download this stuff. I got to get the license key. I'll get that later today.
Can you make copies of it so if you change computers, you still have it?
It's a license for one copy. If I get another computer, I can take it off this computer and put it on another one.
Hopefully the computer won't crash and you can still do it. Okay. Right. That's mind-boggling machine. It really is to me. I don't know. I'm getting too old for this stuff.
Well, get into modern times, Barry.
No, thank you, Richie. I have no desire to do that. I'll just use Linux. No problem, Linux.
Okay. By the way, this program, you know, makes some of you.
Tell me.
Yes, and I'm charged. I don't know how much. I gotta look. Probably expensive. It does every digital mode. Version 3, they did not charge. You're up to version 4. I downloaded it. I got 15 days to use it.
15 days. This is Mix W you're talking about?
Up.
Okay. So when did they start charging for Mix W?
Well, I just said, from the time I downloaded, which I did, I can use it for 15 days.
Okay, you didn't understand my question. How long have they been charging for Mix W, the program? Not to use it. They never used to charge for it. That's what I'm saying. Now they're charging for it?
Yes. Yes. I don't know how long it's been, but they're up to version 4.
Okay, and Mix W is a whole bunch of little programs. Is that what it is?
Really, it's one program. It's got a menu. It's got all the digital modes.
The digital modes. Okay. Got it.
Yes, I'll buy that too. Not right now. I had to order a lot of tools. I bought them from Antique Electronic Supply. Yes, I spent over $300 on tools. Because Patty cleaned me out.
Oy vey.
They'll probably come by the end of the week.
Patty doesn't know how to use tools, and Jeremy's too fat. So how come they needed your tools?
Harry, they're not big tools. They're little tools for electronic repair. She probably sold them.
What did he do, back a U-Haul truck up to your house or something?
I don't know, but you know how she was.
Yeah, I do know. Okay. I'll be back in a little while. I want to relax. If you got to say something, I'll leave the radio on. You can just comment, okay? This is N2MB. I smell breakfast.
Okay, Bobby. See you later. N2MB, N2VL.
Yeah.
Okay, it smells pretty good, too. A couple of seconds, I'm going to meander into the kitchen and find out what the big surprise is, but it sure smells good. See you later, Rich. N2MB, Rockaway Beach.
Yo, N2RBB. Good morning, Rich. Matt.
Good morning, Matt. How's life treating you?
What's going on? What's treating me? I missed that.
Say good morning. And how is life treating you today?
I count my blessings every day. I got some minor health issues. I mean, you know, back issues. Other than that, I feel fine. I'll be finishing tomorrow. I'll be done with my 50s. My 50s will end tomorrow. It'll be my last year of being in my 50s. Tomorrow I'm gonna be 59 years old. Yesterday my wife took me out to Pace's Steakhouse for my birthday, and then tomorrow is actually my birthday. So then I'll see my mom tomorrow. So it's going good.
Okay, Matt. Well, I'm 69. April 24th, I was 69. So I got some on you. But I'm doing okay. I have a lot of health issues. But I do okay.
Well, that's what counts, right? So you were born in 1950. I always ask people that were born before me, I always ask them about, did they remember JFK's assassination? Or so you were born in 50, 60, so you were like 13, 12. You must have been in junior high school. I'm sure you remember it.
Oh, yeah. I always loved electronics. I remember a teacher in the electronics shop. His name was Herb Gallen. I was going to contact him, but he passed away recently. Always interested in electronics. I used to cut glasses so I could go into a shop class. How's that? And in high school, there was a teacher named John Andrews, shop teacher in Bayside High School. And after high school, I went to RCA Institute to study electronics. The teachers there were all ex-retired engineers, so I got a good education. And from there, I did, Western Union picked me up. It's for computers. I worked on teletype machines.
At the RCA Institute, he went there probably, let me see, he was World War II veteran, got in, he went there like in 1946. I think I had some of his stuff. I don't know what happened to it, his books and all that. He was going to go to school. He was going to special, when my grandfather was a motion picture operator, so he was going to go to school to take care of the audio systems in the movie theater. And it was a specialized training program just for that. But he had to drop out. My grandfather had Parkinson's. He was only like in his mid-40s when he got it. Took care of him for like 9 years, so he never finished up. My coworker at the college, my colleague, worked for the Riverhead campus. He went there in the 70s. It became TCI Institute. That was a great... We had some professors in the electrical technology department. I'm going back, like, over 20 years ago at Suffolk. There was, like, two professors. They had taught there, you know, originally. It was a great school.
As it was. When I turned into TCI, I think after that was his death sentence. But I was there when it was RCA. And I'm disabled, so I had problems, and the state of New York paid for me. What do they call it now? I forget the name of the agency. I forget. But they paid the bill. I'm very appreciative to that. I have a lot of health issues. I don't know if I ever told you about it, but double amputee. I have diabetes. What is effective? They were amputated way above the knees.
No, you're- a doubled amputee. Yeah, that's what happens when you get diabetes. I don't know if you got, you probably got type 2, I would think. You get that from, well, sometimes people get it because, I'm not saying it's because you're overweight, but it seems to be people get it because of that, or it could be other reasons. I dated a gal about 11 years ago. She had type 1, which is worse. It's autoimmune. She used to inject herself like 3 times a day. She was a good-looking woman, but she drove... I think the diabetes affected her psychologically. She drove me crazy. I got rid of her. Man, oh my God.
Okay. Are you married?
I'm married. I'll be married. Today's June 3rd. 23 days. I'll be married 3 years. It seems longer. It really does. Because I've known my wife for like, what, 5 years. I met her in 14. I was married many years ago. I was married like in 2000. I was married in 92 and got divorced in 99. So I've been like, God, I'm going to my nearly 20 years. But it was about 17, 18 years before I married Bonnie that I was divorced. And I went on a date with a lot of women, of a lot of different experiences. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I met a gal, Patty, and I loved her to death. She turned out to be a gold.
You met Patty? You said, I don't know if somebody was stepping on you or what. She turned out to be something what?
Yeah, we got a guy in there. I said she turned out to be a gold digger.
Now, I went out with a gal, and I love this woman. She was I went out with this woman from 2000 to 2004, and if I married her, she could have given me kids because she was young enough. She was 14 years old, younger than me, and she liked money. I mean, I guess she was a little jappy, and I told her I had to cut back, spending money, because I had credit card debt or whatever, and she dumped me. And she was nice, she said that'd be nice for another girl. She had to marry a lawyer. And she was actually slightly disabled, this girl. She had a traumatic brain injury she survived. So she limped, and she had short-term memory loss. She wanted to be a teacher. She got her master's, but she couldn't pass the UFACs. So I helped her a lot. She was a nice girl, otherwise. And she broke up. I was, like, devastated. Took a while to get over that. And I used to run into people that knew her, and she married a guy that had cerebral palsy. I guess he thought she had CP. She had 2 kids, and they told her not to, let me drop it. Told her not to pick up anything heavy because her balance was off. She picked up something. She hit her head. Got the traumatic brain injury back. I guess her skull was sensitive, and she passed away. I know how long she was in a coma, but she died at 40 years. Really a nice girl. I mean, and she passed. It was really sad what happened to her.
Yeah, I would imagine so. 40-something? That's awfully young. You know, this gal that was a gold digger, she stole from me over the course of 8.5 years, over $200,000. How do you like them apples?
About the tools and all of that. That stinks. Oh, my God. I would press charges or something against if you could. But this girl, she told me to buy me shoes and things like that. Nothing like spectacular, you know. But I learned a lot from her. I learned, if you get into a car accident, a really severe, it could really change your life completely. Traumatic brain injury is really severe. You can't go back the way you were. That damage is done. That's it. Your brain is very sensitive. What can happen to your brain? I had a colleague, he left the job, he was out a year, he had a brain tumor. He'd get his pension, a small amount, because he didn't get the full 20 years in, maybe 12, Social Security disability. He gets very tired, but he's alive, and he seems to be doing all right.
All right, that's sad. Very sad. Now, Patty's going to go to court. I have an elder care attorney. I know she still has money, a lot of my money, and we're suing her.
Oh, you're a disabled man, and somebody to take advantage of you. I mean, I'm sure they would do it even if you want like that, but it's just really not nice for somebody to do something like that to somebody like you. I know you're supposed to be moving.
I'm not sure. Soon as they go to contract, which is going to be probably this week, the gentleman is really giving me a heads up. He's a nice guy. He owns 13 restaurants, Italian restaurants, around New York. It was written up in the New York Times. I'm not going to give you his name. I'm not going to give you the name of his restaurants on the radio. But he's a really good guy. He's giving me 4 months to get out of here. Imagine that.
Very nice. So it gives you a lot of time to get stuff packed up and stuff moved where you move. I'll help you with that desk. You know, I haven't forgotten that, you know. I mean, starting in August, I'm going back to school for Francisco on Saturdays, but I can fit into my schedule. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well, I'm not going to Manitou. It was a change of plans, not by me, but by circumstances. I had a reverse mortgage on the house, and the interest is so high, I'm not going to have enough money. The interest is so high, I would have been better off getting the money from the mafia.
Give me a moment. I got a phone call. I'll be right with you.
Okay, Matt. And to you.
Speech is yes.
Do you see?
Oh, good morning, Rich. How are you?
So I've just been on here with Matt. N2RVP. He got a phone call. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm good. I'm very good today. Social Security. So, why wouldn't I be at the top of the world?
WE2ZSE, WA2CDO.
Well, things are going good, Rich.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Rich.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, just to let you know that I'm listening here. Not that I want to listen, but I am. I spoke to WAK. I filled it in on what we did yesterday. It looks like that pot did the trick because there's not even a hum. I don't hear the hum anymore, and the audio is good. So the TechNet was fine last night, if you were listening in, and I just heard Lou. So let me give it to him. Lou, go ahead.
All right, good morning, guys. I'm here, too. I'm listening, Steve.
Okay.
And I'm driving. I just had to go out to Hot Park to pick up some stuff to finish a job. Anyway, Rich, good morning again. I guess it must be something I said.
Nah, don't worry about it. Good. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, it sounds fine. You know, stuff like that happens periodically. And, of course, I just found the traffic.
Alright, I gotta see, just to let you know, if I have the documentation for the voting system for that comparator, I might have an extra copy. So I know you gave me one. It's not on a PDF. It was a printed document that I had that I gave to Eric, just to let you know.
Is he back?
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard somebody say back, and I didn't catch who.
He's sorry, but I had a phone call, so I'm back. I was talking to Rich.
Okay, so I'm sure he's here somewhere. Andy, you want to go over to UHF for a few minutes, and I'll let them continue their conversation so I don't disturb anything.
Yeah, okay, not that it makes any difference anyway. It was not much of a conversation, I'll tell you that. All right, I'll go over there, WHCDL.
Wow. I'm going over to 9125. Just give me a few seconds to find it. Wow.
Okay, excuse me. I'm back. Go ahead, Matt.
For ID with N2EO. Yeah, guys, thanks. Let us see you guys at the flea market this Sunday. You know, Rich, when I go to flea market, I have to assist it rearrange the room, and the coax for the cable is on the other side of the room. I think it needs at least a 50-foot, 75-ohm cable, you know, to extend it. I left the original cable there. I just want to get one that's mailed. But I wonder if I could find something like that at the flea market. I'm not sure, but I'm going to look around and get some doodads, you know, this weekend at the flea market.
Bear in mind, you got to be careful with cable. If it's old, it deteriorates. You know, best cable? Times Wire LMR400. That's what I use here.
The outlet, the 75, you know, for the cable TV, but how can he do it? It's in the wall. So, I mean, we got YouTube TV, which is on, on Wi-Fi, but if you want to get your basic cam channel through the coax from the cable company, you can even do it without a box, you can. 75. That's how, Best Buy's going to be putting a TV up on her wall. Let's make it do something with that, and maybe just wait.
Why, are you in the apartment? Where'd you go, Matt?
On the wall. So I'm saying when Buzz comes to do it, this works if I get a chance today or this one. If you run 75 ohms, I could just send this to place. Maybe they do that. I'm not sure.
Matt is dropping out. Let me catch you later. N2RVP, N2EO.
Something to be at work anyway. You have a great day. 7-3.
You too, man. Have a good day.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
N2MB. N2MB. N2EO, you on by?
KDH Mobile.
Hello, Charlie, and Tobio.
Hey, Richie, how was your weekend?
It was great. You know why? Social Security came in early, so I'm at the top of the world. It was there yesterday, Sunday. It must have come in Friday. It wasn't supposed to come in until today.
Hey, well, sometimes you get lucky, I guess.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sitting here with an iced coffee. I like black coffee with ice. The guy that works for me today, very nice gentleman, he went over and bought me iced coffee, and I'm having that with a cigarette. No lecture, please.
Hey, well, enjoy both then.
Well, thank you, Charlie. So, what's new with you?
Same old, same old. Monday, back to work, but at least it's a nice day out.
It is a nice day. And you know, tonight, I have a surprise for Verna Newman. Verna Newman is my started out as just an aide. But we got so friendly, she was like the sister I never had. And she'll be getting remarried. Her first husband died 14 years ago from cancer. And she said they're setting a date for a wedding. And she said she's going to send me an invitation. Please accept. So what I have here today, I took some of my Social Security money. The supermarket sells flowers. So I bought her a couple of bouquets and a plant that she can hang on our, you know, it's got like a hook. She can hang it on our patio.
That's very nice, and always nice to hear good stories. Yep, everything's looking up for her then. That's a good thing.
Certainly is, Charlie. She's a very nice lady. We got very close. Like I say, she's like the sister I never had. I'm an only child, so, you know. But sometimes she'll come in out of the clear blue, she'll bring ravioli. So what if both of the Chinese food, you know?
It's very nice. I'm glad to hear it. And see what else is going on. I tried getting on HF a little bit over the weekend, made a couple contacts, but you know, still kinda dead.
I know what band. I like 40. I like to get on to East Cars. I have an East Cars number. 20814, but I can't hear Net Control. Net Control on was Saturday was having trouble hearing anybody. I heard him say that he had a check-in, another person tried to check-in, and he couldn't copy him.
Well, unfortunately, that's the times we live in right now, and hopefully things will get better. You know, but sporadically, you know, things just get great all of a sudden, and, you know, it's just something to look forward to.
It is, Joey. By the way, do you get the latest catalog from DX Engineering? On the front cover, ICOM came out with a radio, multi-mode, you know, sideband. It has D-SAR in it, and, it's satellite setup, moonbound setup. Everything. It's, they call it an IC9100. And thing is, I'm going to buy one. I want to wait until 6 months to get the bugs out of it. And it covers 2 meters, 440, and 1.2 gigahertz. I'm going to use it for satellite and regular FM. It's this price, but I think I'll be able to afford it. $1,900.
Yes, I did see it in the catalog. I thought it was a 9700, but yeah, I really have no need for it, and I think it's the price is a little stiff. I think they should have been able to do it in a $1,000 price range, but let's see if it sells, and if you get it, good luck with it.
Okay, Charlie. Well, $1,000 price range. I think that's a little low to produce a radio like that. It looks like a wonderful radio. When I get to the new QTH, I want to put up some satellite antennas. And they don't have to be high because you're aiming up in the sky. They could go in the backyard.
Yes, I understand that, but, you know, I'm just going to go up by comparison to the 7300 or the FT991A. You know, they're only in the $1,000 to $1,300 range. For all, like, in my case, the 991 is VHF, UHF, and HF. But on that note, I'm just arriving at my next stop, so I've got to run, but you have a great day, Rich. KD2KD's clear, 73.
Okay, so you have a good one. Have a great day like me. Casey, KD2KNH and 2EO grid.
W2TE listening.
Did you want W2TE from N2KW?
Good morning, Alan, and thank you for the call on this beautiful morning. What's new with you? And where are you speaking from?
Okay, well, I'm still stuck in the house. I can see out the window that it's a beautiful day. I got some phone calls that I need to take care of before I get out and start my day. As a matter of fact, I'm on hold right now with the New York State Income Tax. So I'm going to have to disappear on you.
Visit our website,
the recording. Anyway, hold on. Oh, well, I gotta go. N2KW out.
That's too bad, Alan. I look forward to another chat with you. And thank you for the tips at the LIDXA meeting. I used it in the WPX contest. 7-3, old boy.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Automated system yesterday. Just on a lock. And money was in.
Direct deposit is very good. I have it on mine.
Yes, I know. Well, it's good. Direct deposit is the best way to go. I don't have to go to the bank for the check.
Another good thing I have, because we travel a lot, is the auto on utilities, whatever you can do on auto pay. Some of them don't take auto pay, though. They're taking that out of the checking account.
Well, that I don't do. By the way, there's a problem here. The radio is making a noise. I'm at least supposed to talk. And let me see if I have a bag. Let me see if a connector is loose. Stand by. I think I had a bed. I think we're on the, I just tightened the reach factor and tightened the connector. Seems okay now.
All right, very good. I'm almost home, so I wish you a good day. Catch you next time, N2ZUC Mobile, clear.
Okay, Ron. Catch you later. Have a good day. Be on top of the world like me. N2ZUC. And to we help.
W2MV, W2HL.
Howard, he was on earlier. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very well. Social Security came in. You know, the Eagle landed. Where'd you go, Howard?
I'm right here.
Okay, I thought, you didn't come back. What I said is the Eagle landed. Social Security.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Apollo 11.
That was good, too. So how you doing? How's Ina?
She's fine, thank you. I had an early morning appointment today at 8 o'clock, which is unusual for me to be up this early, but it's good. Nice to be up in the morning on a nice day. You should go out and enjoy the day. Get some fresh air.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you and Barry, you ought to come here, and we'll get pizza.
Sounds like a wonderful idea, which would, I don't know if we could do it today, but maybe we could do it sometime during the week. Kind of busy today. I got to go back to the house and cut the grass.
Hey, Howard. Where are you? I can hear your mobile. I can hear the water.
I didn't get that. I'm in a very noisy spot. I'm in a very noisy spot over here. As a matter of fact, I was just trying to reach Barry on the phone.
All right. You know what I said was, where did you go? Where you headed? Because you're fluttering in and out, but I got you fine.
I'm going to answer this phone call. I'm on the phone. So I'll catch you later. I'll catch you later, Rich. N2EO, W2HL.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit. W2HL and N2EO, good.
VPN, monitoring the frequency.
Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.